Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our beloved bite-size episodes. I hope you are as excited as I am, because today we're diving deeper into the world of Phone Jacker. That's right, exploring some lesser known but equally hilarious characters. I don't know if you remember Bite Size episode 59 and Bite Size episode 61. They were talking about Phone Jacker, and I attempted to reenact some of the characters to help you better understand some comical references that British people use now and again. And I've got three more for you today. I'm going to be honest, I think these characters were developed after Phone Jacker became really, really famous. And so I don't notice them in the references that the average person would use between one another. So I don't know if these are going to be culturally that relevant for you, but I did them a while back and I liked them and I listened back to them and I think they're worth sharing with you. If you haven't heard those two and you just want to carry on listening to this episode, then just know that Phone Jacker was a British comedy series created by Kayvan Novak. He went on to create another one called Face Jacker, but Phone Jacker features prank calls to unsuspecting members of the public, with Novak voicing various characters and scenarios. He does it brilliantly, with animated graphics or undercover filming to add a visual element. And then after Phone Jacker really took off, he was then encouraged to do another show called Face Jacker, which is much more visual. So Novak takes these characters into the real world using prosthetics and disguises to interact with people face to face, not just on the phone. Both series are known for their absurd humor and unique style of comedy. So really, do not take anything you hear today seriously. The humor he brings to the show is based on absurdity. For example, Terry Tibbs, Mr. Doofday, and Brian Bedondi. Oh, that character really tickles me. So here is part three, the last part. Don't worry, I won't be doing more and more and more Phone Jacker. I might, though. No, I won't. I won't. This is the last episode of the trilogy, let's call it. So I've got three more characters for you today. The first one is an Australian character. Oh, okay, this is a cultural thing. So this is a stereotype on Australian people that Brits have. So think of like a laid-back, blasé guy who's always up for a laugh, never taking anything too seriously. And I think he also likes to steer the conversation towards his favourite topic, which is sex. Yes, his name is Jimmy John. And those are a few things that Brits associate with Australians. So here's my attempt at impersonating this Australian character that Phone Jacker developed.
Good afternoon.
G'day. Who do I talk to regarding jobs?
Regarding jobs? Our head office.
Head office?
Yes. Shall I give you the phone number?
Do you know if they're wanting anyone right now?
I don't know. Head office will be able to tell you.
All right. Yeah. Are you an estate agent?
I'm an estate agent.
All right. Yeah, nice. Is it nice? Do you like your job there? How long have you been there for?
I've done my job for ages, yeah. I like the job, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice bunch.
Yep.
Have you got any Aussies working there?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
All right.
Have a word of head office.
Well, I've just come over there. That's the thing, you know. And I was just thinking, you know, that I'd have a bit of a career change, you know, because
right.
I was doing mainly action sports, right? And I had a bit of an accident, fell off the side of a mountain and broke my back in three places. So I've kind of been bedridden, you know, so thought, well, I'll just get on a plane to see what's what and where's where. And I thought a state agency sounded all right.
Right.
You know, it's kind of cool. You get to meet new people, right?
That's right.
Yeah, have a laugh in the office and, you know, just like have a laugh, you know. I mean, I love having a laugh about things, you know. Everything's so serious now, don't you think? So serious with everything. So I'll give head office a call, right? And then maybe we might be working together.
Okay.
My name's Jimmy John. What's your name?
Claire. Put her on E there and cover me with chocolate and fill me with cream. You know what I mean? Like an eclair. Oh dear. Claire didn't appreciate that, did she? She didn't want to fill him with cream. And I can't blame her. I can't blame her. Not to say that Aussies are unattractive. A lot of them are beautiful. They've got the sun-kissed skin. I mean, typically, I think people would assume a male Aussie to have blonde, slightly long hair, shoulder length hair with a surfboard, maybe on his bike, and he's cycling towards Bondi Beach, and he's ripped and tanned. So that was the Aussie character. Don't know if you found that funny or not, but there we go. One down, two to go. The next one is actually Mr. Duvday again. If you don't remember Mr. Duvday, he's the guy that phones up lots of tech shops and asks them to support him in acquiring such things as a DVD player, but calls it a Duvday. Or he has a VHS player, which is a VHS. So he does that kind of joke a lot. But he also rings up and asks the most ridiculous kind of questions outside of his inability to understand whether it should be an initialism or an acronym. And here is a good example for you. Enjoy.
How may I assist you?
Hello?
Oh, hi, sir. How may I help you today?
Yes. I was just staying in one of the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the gym area for my morning workout.
Oh, uh-huh.
And when I was there, there was very nice music playing on the speakers.
Okay.
And I like this music very much, but unfortunately, I do not know the name of it.
Oh, you want to know the title of the music, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can light speak here to the gym facilitator so they can track, you know, what are the music that they are playing.
Well, because it was a very specific track. Perhaps I can sing to you and you can tell me which tune it was.
Awesome. Yeah, I let you speak to them, sir. So they,
it goes,
they can let you know.
Rabatosi to the Norfi. Brasset, 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 oh you. Ring any bells?
I'm not familiar, but sing it well. But I'll call through the gym facilitator so they can let you know the title.
You don't know the name of the tune?
Yeah, I'm not really familiar.
Maybe I sing a bit more to you.
But the one that was playing earlier, I'm not really familiar. But I will call through the gym now so they can check the title of the music.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, awesome.
A podcast full of all new prank phone calls, like from that bloke in the woolly hat. Amazing! I thought he was deadly.
Lovely stuff. I wonder if you know what song that was. I've been trying to search around and couldn't find it, actually. I think one of my friends recognised it when I played it to him once, but I can't remember. Can't remember. Sorry if that annoys you. If you do know, maybe write in. Do that. Do it on my Instagram. That'd be best. The British English Podcast. So that was Mr. Duvday asking a poor girl who was working at a hotel to find out what song it was that he liked so much that was playing in the gym. Now, looking at the last character that I'm going to showcase on this show, probably. Yes, definitely, maybe. This is Jafool, also referred to as the beatboxer. Beatboxing is when people make sounds with their mouth to make it sound like they're, you know, like a drummer or like they've got a whole band in their mouth. Yeah, that's probably how the dictionary would put it. I don't know if he represents any demographic. Maybe. I'll let you be the judge of that. Just remember, obviously, these are all exaggerated characters, often portraying figures that are larger than life and not always meant to directly represent any particular group. But I guess they come from something, because otherwise we don't really understand the absurdity of it. But yeah, I've said enough. Take it away, Jafool.
Remember,
that this episode, just like every single other episode on this show, comes with a free worksheet where you get to see some of the best native expressions that come up in this very episode, along with definitions made for you, a non-native learner. I've even designed it so that you can play the podcast episode on the same page as the free worksheet. It's super user-friendly, so head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com right now and check out the free podcast worksheets, or simply click on the link that says free podcast worksheets in the show notes of this episode.
Morning, how can I help?
Oh, hello. This is a record company, innit?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, wicked. Now, listen, the thing is, yeah, I am gonna be, well, let me start again. I think I am what you guys are looking for, innit?
Okay, so you'd have to send in a demo?
Yeah, a demo. Yeah, yeah, wicked, wicked. Yeah, let me get that demo straight over, innit?
Okay, you'd have to put it on a CD or a USB stick.
A CD?
Or a USB stick, yeah, and post it in.
Right. Let me talk to my cousin, yeah? He works at PC World. He'll sort me out and that, no problem, yeah? And can I just ask, are you actually the person that, do you do the choosing, innit?
You're through to Switchboard, so once you've sent it in, it gets forwarded onto the department.
And oh, wicked.
If you're interested, they get back to you. It can take up to 4 months.
Oh, wicked, wicked. So, yeah, yeah. So I send it to you, you have a listen, and then you send it up to the relevant person, innit? Wicked.
No, you're through to Switchboard, so it wouldn't be myself.
Oh, right. So what happens at the Switchboard?
Sorry. Do you want me to give you any other information?
Well, yeah, no. What I was thinking was actually I could do that, yeah, but four months sounds like a bit of a long time. So maybe I just flip some lyrics for you now.
We cannot help you other than what we've told you to do. You have to send in the CD.
But I mean, you like music, innit?
No, I don't.
You don't like music?
No.
Oh, once you hear this, you're gonna change your mind.
Cannot sing down the.
My name Mo Slim. I don't eat pork and I go to the gym. If you follow me on Twitter, IG, you'll know I've got a long beard and I'm 5'3". Hello? She.
Oh, it's the Bone New Burn Jacket Podcast. Hooray!
And there you have it. Three more gems, right? From the Phone Jacker treasure chest. It's still fascinating for me to see how these characters, though less referenced day to day, add such flavour to the show. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to check out Phone Jacker itself. You can find a lot of the clips on YouTube, and it's not spelt PH phone, it's FONE Jacker, Phone Jacker, or give Face Jacker a go as well. Again, I think that will also be on YouTube. But also, you know, if you just want a couple more episodes of me trying to reenact what Kayvan Novak can do much better, then check out Bite Size episode 59 and 61. Yes, until next time, this is Charlie signing off from the British English Podcast. Cheerio!